This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Led_A_Sun. First posted February 24, 2008. Isaiah 42:14-21. Deaf and blind servant. Psalm 142. Prayer for deliverance. Ephesians 5:8-14. Children of light. John 9:13-17. 34-39. The man born blind. Or John 9:1-41. Isaiah. The Lord has been patient for a long time, but now he will cry out, like a woman in childbirth. He will level mountains and hills, and dry up every green thing. He will turn rivers and lakes into desert wastelands. I, the Lord, will lead the blind in a way that they know not, in paths that they have not known I will guide them. I will turn their darkness into light, the rough places into level ground. Isaiah 42:16. The Lord promises to do those things for the blind and to not forsake them. Those who trust in idols as their gods will be turned away and be utterly ashamed. Listen, you who realize that you are spiritually deaf, look, you who acknowledge your spiritual blindness. Who is more blind than the people of God who have been chosen and commissioned to be God's servants and messengers? They see but do not perceive, they hear but do not listen and obey. The Lord has chosen to magnify His word and make it glorious for His own righteousness' sake. The psalm for today is attributed to David when he was hiding in the cave at Adullam, from King Saul, who was seeking to kill David, 1 Samuel 22:1-4. When David was in desperate circumstances he turned to the Lord for help. David trusted that the Lord knew David's troubled situation. David felt that his enemies were lurking around him trying to trap him. He looked around for help but there was no one to care, help and give him refuge. David acknowledged the Lord as his refuge and his portion in the land of the living, Psalm 142:5. David asked the Lord to hear and deliver him from those who were persecuting David. David realized that he was not sufficient in himself to prevail against them. David asked God to deliver David from the prison of his circumstances, so that he could give thanks to God's name for God's power to deliver and for his overflowing blessings to David, and that David might be surrounded with those who do what is right according to God's word. Ephesians, the Apostle Paul wrote the letter of today's text, to the congregation at Ephesus and to all believers. We were all once in spiritual darkness, but now are in the light of Jesus Christ through faith, obedient trust in Jesus. We should live according to that light, so that we can produce the fruit of light, which is everything that is right and good and true. We are to take no part in works of darkness, but instead expose and transform them by the light of Jesus' righteousness. So we should awake from the sleep of spiritual darkness and death and receive the light of righteousness and life, which is only through Jesus Christ. Gospel. Jesus and his disciples encountered a man who had been born blind, John 9:1. Jesus had made mud of dirt and spit and anointed the man's eyes, in the manner of healers of the time, and told him to go to the pool of Siloam, which means sit and wash. The man did as Jesus had told him and his sight was restored, John 9:1-12. The healed man was brought to the Pharisees, legalistic religious leaders. The man had been healed on the Sabbath. The Pharisees asked how and by whom he had been healed. The healed man told them, and some Pharisees declared that the healing could not have been the work of God because Jesus had violated the Sabbath law by making mud. Others said that if Jesus were a sinner he couldn't have done the healing. They asked the healed man's opinion of Jesus and he declared that Jesus was a prophet. The Pharisees rebuked the healed man saying that he had been born in utter sin, John 9:34, and his testimony was rejected by the Pharisees who claimed to be his superiors in righteousness, intellect, education and authority. They excommunicated the healed man from the temple. Jesus heard that the healed man had been expelled from the temple and he came and found the man. Jesus asked the healed man if he believed in the Son of Man. The healed man asked Jesus to identify the Son of Man so that the man could believe, as Jesus had said. Jesus told him that he was looking at and talking to the Son of Man, And the man declared his faith, and worshipped Jesus. Jesus declared that he had come into the world to heal the blind, and to blind those who think this he. Commentary: God's Word, the Bible, contains both promises and warnings, and it is eternal. It is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. Through Isaiah, God warns that he has been patient with his people, but the time is coming when God will declare his judgment. The Lord will level every mountain and hill, and everyone who exalts himself before the Lord. The Lord has the power and authority, and will turn fertile land into barren desert, and he also has the power and authority to turn deserts into lush and fertile land. Isaiah 41 minutes and 18 seconds. The Lord promises to lead the spiritually blind in a new and good way that they cannot discover on their own. The Lord will turn their darkness into light, and he will level rough ground so that they will not stumble. The Lord promises not to forsake the blind. In order for us to receive those promises, we must recognize and acknowledge our spiritual blindness and deafness. God's word convicts his people, whom God chose to be his servants and messengers, of spiritual blindness and deafness. They see but do not perceive, and hear but do not listen and obey. The Lord has magnified and glorified his word because of the Lord's own righteousness, not because his people deserve it or accomplish it by their own worthiness. In a sense, we are all God's people because God is our creator, whether we acknowledge him or not. In another sense, the Jews were the chosen people of God, but they refused to recognize their spiritual blindness and deafness. They had the word of God and the promise of the Messiah, but refused to accept, trust and obey God's word. They had been chosen as God's servants and messengers, but didn't accept the message and serve the Lord. The church is the new Israel, the new people of God. We have been called to be servants and messengers of the Lord. God's word applies as much to us today as it did to the Jews at the time of Isaiah, and at the time of Jesus' physical ministry on earth. Do our eyes see and perceive? Do our ears hear and comprehend? Do we apply God's word in our daily lives? Are we serving the Lord or are we serving ourselves? Have we received the fulfillment of the gospel message within ourselves through obedient trust in Jesus? Have we sought and waited for the empowerment of the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit so that we can be messengers of the gospel? Jesus is the Word of God, fulfilled, embodied, and demonstrated in human life in this world, John 1:1-3:14. Jesus has glorified God and God has glorified Jesus, Philippians 2:10-11. David is an example of what God's servants should be. David was a man with a heart that desired to serve and please God, Acts 13:22, Psalm 89:20. He trusted in the Lord to save him from his enemies, who are ultimately Satan and death. David trusted in the Lord when he was in desperate circumstances, and the Lord delivered him and fulfilled his promise of the throne of Israel. David is also the forerunner and illustration of the Christ, Messiah. Both words mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively, the Good Shepherd King, John 10:11-14, God's anointed Savior and eternal King of God's kingdom in the promised land of heaven. All believers were once spiritually blind, deaf and spiritually dead. Jesus is the light of the world, who heals our spiritual blindness and deafness, and gives us the light of his righteousness, spiritual insight, and eternal life, John 1:4-5, 9:3-19-21, 8:12. Jesus taught his disciples to live according to the light of the gospel, the word of God, John 12:35. Jesus commanded his disciples to go and make disciples, after they had been born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-1:8, Acts 2:1-13, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Paul is the prototype and illustration of the modern, post-resurrection, born-again, disciple, student, servant of the Master, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, of Jesus Christ. Paul, formerly known as Saul of Tarsus, was confronted on the road to Damascus by the Spirit of the risen and ascended Jesus, Acts 9:1-21, and May 9:3-5. Paul accepted Jesus as his Lord, Acts 9:5, and obeyed Jesus' command, Acts 9:6b-8. He acknowledged and repented of his spiritual blindness, Acts 9:9, was discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-16, and May, 9:10-11, until Paul had been born again by the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 9:17-18. Paul was fulfilling the Great Commission, which the risen Jesus gave to his disciples, to make disciples of Jesus Christ and teach them to obey all that Jesus taught. Matthew 28:19-20. Paul was teaching believers to live according to the light of Jesus Christ. The man who had been born blind was healed as he acknowledged his blindness, allowed Jesus to treat it, and obeyed Jesus' command. The Pharisees were like King Saul. They had originally been anointed by God to be the spiritual leaders of God's people, but had strayed from obedience to God's word. Jesus was like David. Jesus had been anointed as the new, eternal king of God's people, but Satan, like Saul, refused to surrender the throne. The Pharisees refused to recognize and confess their spiritual blindness. They used their authority and position for their own benefit, instead of serving the Lord and declaring the Lord's message. The result was a controversy between the authority of God's word and the religious leaders. Hasn't the nominal church today too often become a religion run for the benefit of the leaders? Isn't the church divided by the controversy between the authority of God's word and the authority of leaders, between the authority of God's word and the authority of tradition? Hasn't theological education replaced personal experience and testimony? Salvation is not by church membership, but by a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through faith, obedient trust, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The healed blind man had a personal relationship with Jesus by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. The healed man is an example of a born-again Christian disciple growing to spiritual maturity. He trusted and obeyed Jesus and was healed, and he grew in faith to spiritual maturity as he experienced Jesus' presence and power in his life. Jesus sought him. The man's experience of physical healing made him willing and eager to trust Jesus again, and even more. We have all been born spiritually blind, deaf and spiritually dead. Jesus came into this world to heal those who realize that they are spiritually blind and deaf, and to cause blindness and deafness to those who think that they see and hear the truth apart from God's word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ. I personally testify that I have had times when I felt in the same situation as David, overwhelmed by my enemies and in great distress. I cried to the Lord and the Lord heard and answered me and delivered me from my distress and my enemies. See personal testimonies, sidebar top right. I also testify to the truth of spiritual rebirth and the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jusus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.